of the things that I also find quite helpful is, in a way, we can choose to look through different lenses, and we can choose to look through that lens of love to really recognise that natural heart opening is something that comes with parenting. For a lot of people, it's not inevitable and it's obviously not constant, but it's something that we can look through, both in terms of our own children, especially in good moments where we can access it, and allow ourselves to experience it. It's immensely positive, and it's not necessarily universally accessible in that way. So allow ourselves to experience it. And also, in positive moments, allow ourselves to experience that going out beyond family, beyond child. One of the things I noticed, I've just had the experience with my daughter going off to university. She left about a week ago. And it was really interesting, in the couple of weeks before she went, because we would sort of sit down and chat, and she was talking about her friends and so-and-so is going to Leeds and this. And I kept crying, you know, and it was just in the emotion of it. And it was partly because they're all people I've known, you know, all her friends I've known since they were children. So there was just a sense of this immense growing up and rite of passage that went beyond her to all of her friends as well. And, you know, at the same time, yeah, and a friend's son who had a checkered time as well and then had managed to get into university, and also just feeling a huge amount of joy of mudita for that. So you can really allow that. And I think that's also something we can really notice as parents, that we have a lot of shared experience. You know, you noticed that going around the room last night, and sort of everybody saying what were the questions or conundrums they brought with them. I mean, there were a few key themes that came out, you know, around how do we share practice with children? How do I have some spaciousness within a busy life? How do I deepen my practice or re-establish meditation in there after having a baby? So there's key themes. And those shared experiences we can allow to connect us and open us. It was lovely yesterday. You know, it felt so positive here so quickly. But, you know, we have something very immediate to connect us, don't we? So we can, again, allow ourselves to really appreciate that there's a connecting factor with other people. Or it can shut people down. You know, I remember sort of NCT coffee mornings with a baby, you know, and there's this air of competitiveness. What do you mean he's not yet talking about mine? You're fine. You know, that was an underline, but, you know. So it can do either, you know, and I think that's the thing. This all comes down to awareness. This really isn't about beating ourselves up about getting stuff wrong, and nor is it about, you know, when we talk about awareness, it's not even about beating ourselves up because we weren't aware of that, or then beating ourselves up because we beat ourselves up about that. It's not, that's just not helpful. It's just about using these opportunities as best we can and being aware that we can't force these things, but it's about awareness. Awareness is revolution. It's coming back to that thing of mindfulness, awareness of allowing ourselves to look, allowing ourselves to notice what's actually happening in our experience at different moments in time.